And I remember buying them so that Dr. Zahid Tai, Lakeland cardiologist, what up, Dr. Tai, and any patients of his who listen to the show, so that we could, like, tape them and then swap tapes, because he had a bunch that I didn't have on tape and I had a bunch that he didn't have. And it never even, like, never even occurred to me at that young age that it was wrong or offense. I knew that word wasn't cool with people, but I just figured then, like a lot of people figure now, as far as I know, Richard Pryor was a black man, even blacker after he burned himself while cooking crack cocaine. But he was a black man, and so I figured it was okay. I just figured, all right, well, you know, this guy's saying this and putting it on an album cover. Yeah, I'm a little honky, but why can't I buy this?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, why can't I say this?
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, my God, no. I would never, John. I would never admit to that at all. So we want to stay on time. We have Mike Tyson at 2:30. We have Paul Stanley. I've interviewed Gene Simmons before, and it was amazing. And I have very, very high hopes about the star child himself, Paul Stanley. He was the Phantom on Phantom of the Opera. I believe on Broadway.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can cut him off a piece. I sang Phantom of the Opera in the sixth grade choir.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the tunes?
Yeah. In sleep he sang to me. In dreams he came. That voice which calls to me.
Yeah, keep going.
I don't remember the next line. Oh. And speaks his name. I can be refurbished.
Okay.
So I'll just let him, you know.
Thank you. Do you know what song that was that you just did?
I think that was
Phantom of the Opera from Phantom of the Opera? Let's see.
Dude, there was one song I loved so much from it that I can't remember. Oh, yeah.
Normally we try to stay away from Andrew Lloyd Webber-related topics in the first segment of the show. You're welcome. Gerard Butler.
Oh, that must have been like a movie? Not that.
I guess. Yeah, the cast of the original motion picture, 2004. That's Emmy Rossum. Amazing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Do you remember the play that I tried to participate in my young men's ensemble in eighth grade when my voice changed and I had to become the narrator?
Was it Annie?
No, that's the first play I ever saw on Broadway. Good guess.
Was it?
I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with my heritage.
Was it? Okay. I don't. I feel like I'm being set up.
You're not.
Was it?
You're the oldest. Yenta has to make a match
sound
for
of
you
music?
Before she could make one for
that
me.
That doesn't have anything to do with my heritage.
Oh, okay, because I was getting well, my answer was... Has to arrange I had an answer matches. Lined up, but I don't Young think they were doing plays in school of the movie I thought
she
of.
She might bring someone wonderful, someone interesting.
Was that Schindler's List?
Yeah.
And important.
Well, before there was Schindler's List.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
Find me a find.
Catch me a catch. We're not doing... musical.
I gotta get to Broadway.
Mike Tyson's never gonna call in.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. Want to get involved in the conversation? Call The Bone now. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
Thank you for calling. Your call is important to us.
Because we can't hear you when you just talk back to your radio. This is 102.5 The Bone.
Brisket is back at Wawa, which means you could get a savory barbecue brisket sandwich or a creamy barbecue brisket mac and cheese bowl. Or you could get both on Wawa's new barbecue brisket mac and cheese panini. Your two favorites melted between perfectly toasty bread. It's the best of both worlds. A double whammy. A toast of two favorites. Brisket is back and better than ever at Wawa. Try it in a sandwich, bowl, or a panini. Gotta have a Wawa.
Want great online banking tools and service? Regions has been named number one in customer satisfaction with retail banking in Florida by J.D. Power. Plus, number one in customer satisfaction with online banking among regional banks 3 years in a row. Interested? Switch to Regions Life Banking. Regions Bank, member FDIC. J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Banking Online Satisfaction Study among banks with $75 billion to $200 billion in deposits. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. For J.D. Power 2022 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Fence Outlet has the largest assortment of vinyl, wood, aluminum, chain link, and steel fences in Florida. That means we have the styles you want at the guaranteed lowest price. Right now, put no money down and get 0% financing on any fence. Go to fenceoutlet.com today. License number C-10252 and C-10803.
Trading in or selling your car, truck, or SUV? WeBuyAnyCar.com takes the hassle out of selling in three easy steps. 1. Get a free online valuation. 2. Drive to your local car buying center. And 3. Walk out with a check in about an hour. So don't wait. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Fran Hosh. Being involved in a car or motorcycle accident can be stressful. I've dedicated my career to helping accident victims and their loved ones. If you need an attorney you can trust, give me a call today at 866-LAW-FRAN. We will give you a free case evaluation. I won't charge you any fees unless you recover money. Give me a call today at 866-LAW-FRAN, 866-LAW-FRAN, or visit me online at lawfran.com. Main office, Palm Harbor.
When you go to a place of business, that business has a legal duty to protect you from harm and injury. Yet many times people are attacked, raped, robbed, and even murdered because the business they trusted violated that duty. Sometimes the lighting is so dim or not lit at all so as to allow criminals to prey on that customer. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com or on your cell phone, dial pound law. That's all. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Hey, if you're looking to start the new year off by selling your home, I have a great way for you to do it completely stress-free, and that is with the Mark Spain Real Estate Guaranteed Offer. Hey, it's JP, and don't worry about the hassle of constant cleaning and making costly repairs. With the Guaranteed Offer from Mark Spain Real Estate, you can receive the strongest cash offer in the industry so you can sell your home stress-free, hassle-free, and make the most money. No showings, no open houses, and no stress. With nearly 10,000 five-star reviews, Mark Spain Real Estate is the most trusted and experienced real estate team in the United States. Their guaranteed offer keeps you in control. One of their clients, Charles, said, quote, "Selling my home with Mark Spain Real Estate was positive in every way. Their guaranteed offer made the entire selling process easy and stress-free. Even in today's complex market, I highly recommend them," end quote. Find out what your guaranteed offer would be today. There's no obligation. Call 855-299-SOLD or go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. That's MarkSpain.com, and start packing.
Download Upside and start getting cash back wherever you roll. It's like having your own hype man. Get an average of 17% cash back at restaurants.
Oh, it's dinner time.
Average of 13% on groceries.
Get those groceries.
10 cents per gallon average cash back on gas.
It's go time.
Plus, cash back at participating convenience stores, too.
Stacks on stacks.
Users can earn hundreds of dollars a year, three times more than other apps.
Upside, show me that money.
All right, we get it.
Get it.
It's easy. Just sign up for the free Upside app and start getting cash back for doing you. Download the free Upside app and use promo code DOYOU for an extra $10 cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's promo code DOYOU for an extra $10 on the free Upside app. Get cash back for doing you with the free app from Upside.
New Year's are for fresh starts, and fresh starts call for fresh Wawa coffee, like 100% Colombian, hazelnut, French vanilla, and now the limited edition maple coffee cake flavored coffee, made fresh every morning. Hints of cinnamon and sweet maple syrup go perfectly with your go-to milk or creamer for a sweet start to your day. Start fresh with a maple coffee cake flavored coffee. Great morning start at Wawa.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Monster Jam, as big as it gets. Coming to Raymond James Stadium February 4th and 5th. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. You have to see it live, so lock in your seats today at MonsterJam.com.
Involved in a car accident? We understand the pressure you're under. Call Farrah and Farrah, Tampa.
Now, back to Real Raw Radio. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And now, back to Drew Garabo Live.
This is special what's happening to all my soldiers over there in Iraq. Everybody right here. What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey!
What's up, everybody, man? This your boy, man, T.I.P. the King Good. And you listen to the most non-rapping dude in the Bay Area, man, Drew Garabo, man, on 102.5 The Bone.
This is an underrated banger.
100% agree.
It makes you feel something, yeah. Just based with the whole vibe.
Agreed.
I think we get it at the Super Bowl.
I hope so. You think T.I. is going to come out too?
I think so.
It's in Atlanta, right?
Arizona.
Same thing. They both begin and end with A. By the way, did you watch Tampa Troy last night?
Yeah, I watched the very end. The very end.
Tampa Troy.
Dude, he's on a run.
I mean, I know they taped that show, so maybe he's back in town now, but it's been a pleasure watching you, sir. You are wrecking shop on my favorite game show, Jeopardy. Well done.
And he's they say he's a music executive.
Yeah. Troy Meyer, I believe, is his name.
Have you ever looked him up?
I tried. I think I saw a LinkedIn, but that was about it.
Yeah, it's funny. I heard somebody on TV the other day talking about who could be there for Rihanna and saying, well, like, who's from Arizona?
Right.
And is Arizona off the top of your head? There's not even anybody to, I feel like most states you have somebody that can pop in your head. In
just Jimmy Eat World, that's it.
Yeah.
And nobody else. No rappers or anything. Yeah. Phoenix rappers. No.
The Catastro guys are from Arizona. Not that they're going to be playing the halftime show or anything, but that's the only band off the top of my head that I know is from Arizona.
Yeah, same with Jimmy Eat World. Tampa Troy. That's what I'm very impressed with his style of play. He's bright. He knows how to play the game. He doesn't go like balls deep on the daily doubles, but he goes enough to get a sizable lead, especially early. And I think he's got what it takes to be one of those super champions.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you paid attention to this, but did you hear how he met his wife?
No.
He briefly mentioned on Monday that he met his wife in the winningest way of all, through a Jeopardy website. Genevieve Sheehan discovered she was going to compete in 2009, and though she lost, went on to win $165,000.
Oh, geez.
And somehow through some Jeopardy contestant website, these two met.
Oh, they must be a lot of fun at parties.
Yeah, hey, I mean, you love who you love.
I guess so. I think you can have, like, maybe one Jeopardy champion in the household. I don't know about two. But, I mean, I'm sure they're doing real well.
I was initially intrigued by how good she was on the show, Troy said.
Oh.
When they first faced off as strangers, she beat him. Oh, so they, like, play each other on this website.
Mm.
They began exchanging messages, and Genevieve was seeing someone else at the time.
Ooh. And he stole her away with his Jeopardy prowess?
It felt weird, the whole internet aspect of this.
Yeah.
And, I talked to friends, and they thought I was nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a Lady Gaga story, his second or third appearance on the show. I guess he was working something where she was there and she saw his attire and said, you got a good look, a cool look to you. And that was the most. I'm always fascinated by what they pick out of these people's profile to like mention that's very interesting or not.
I always just think of my favorite of all time, Matt Imodio, because he hated that.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry to be so abrupt, but the phone just rang, and John's going over to get it. And if everything goes well, we're gonna be speaking with the champ himself. I'm just to manifest things, I'm gonna set things off in the right way. This could actually happen. So, what I'll do is, I'm gonna welcome the champ to the ring, in the way that the champ. You knew when you heard this song that not only was it time for some action, as Redman Reggie Noble told you. You knew you were about to see something that you had never seen before. A gladiator clad only in black shorts and black boots and a white towel around his neck. He's a man who you think you might know based on everything that you've consumed about him through the media. But I would wager a guess that you don't know jack crap about our first guest today. And without further ado, he's a fascinating individual. I can't wait to speak to him, especially, John, about our mutual love of the plant and the fungus. May I present to you Kid Dynamite himself, Iron Mike Tyson. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, so awesome. Oh my God. When you played that song, on my fight coming out. Ooh. I think it was from Peter McNeely. Tupac heard that song, said, "Don't you ever put nobody else's song when you walk out of mine."
Oh.
He did not like that.
Oh, man. What if you had played a Biggie song and then Pac heard that and that started the whole Biggie-Pac feud, and in an indirect way, uh-oh, Iron Mike Tyson is responsible for Biggie versus Pac?
No, I don't think that. I respected both of those guys. I didn't understand the situation, but hey, it's the new world out here.
Mike, I have to say, I've been fascinated by you since you busted up on the scene. I remember Sports Illustrated did a piece on you and Customato when you were very young about your love for pigeons, and I was captivated because you seem like a very complex individual. And from what I've read, you had a very difficult upbringing, and I won't ask you to go to some of those dark places because it ain't none of my business unless you want to make it my business, but do you think that if you had been born into a stable environment that was nurturing and full of love, that you still would have gravitated to the sport of boxing? Or do you think you'd be a completely different person today?
I don't know. I think I would have been a drug addict. I probably would have been irresponsible. Because I started at that particular nadir, it allowed me to grow in that perspective so I can understand and enjoy the best of life. It would probably be very difficult if I started at the top.
Yeah, I get
the personality that I possess. Yeah.
Totally get that. Iron Mike Tyson.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
I was born where I was born.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to overcome a crap load of adversity very early in life. And from the surroundings around you in Brooklyn, you looked at that probably and said, okay, here's the avenue I don't want to go down. How can I productively channel my passion, energy, maybe a little bit of anger, and carve out a living for yourself? And you sure as hell did it, champ.
Yeah, listen, I was never afraid of embarrassing where I was from. I just didn't want my kids to grow up there.
That makes a lot of sense. Iron Mike Tyson will be at MOVE in the Tampa Bay area this Friday, one of our favorite dispensaries. Yeah, great spot on Himes Avenue from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. and right up the road here in St. Petersburg on First Avenue North, 3:30 to 4:45. You can go to Tyson20.com to find out all about his excellent products. John Senning, what do you have for our new friend Mike Tyson?
Mike, talk a little bit about your long-term relationship with marijuana. You know, have you always kind of been a casual smoker and then later on realized this was a business venture? I mean, now as the one of the founders of Tyson 2.0, one of the biggest brands in all of cannabis, how was that segue from looking at it of, okay, this is something I like and that people smoke, to this is where I'm headed with my future?
You know, I got addicted to marijuana and liquor at a small age because my mother and her friends both let me smoke because I made a lot of noise. I was hyperactive, and they could never enjoy themselves while I'm running around by the stove because I got burned before. I drank Drano before, and so they kept their eyes on me, so they gave me marijuana and liquor to hope that I'd go to sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez, Louise. So,
hello?
Yeah. So how does that translate? We were shocked. I'm sorry. We were both just shocked in the silence, which doesn't happen a lot. So then how did you turn that around and make that a positive later in your life with now Tyson 2.0?
All right. I'm going to tell you. You have time?
Yeah, yeah, man. We got as much time as you want to give us, champ.
All right. All right. So listen, I've been smoking weed since I can remember. I don't know when I started. I even my mother and friends are the first one they gave me. I was younger than 9. But I always used it, and I stopped. I got lost in the Olympic trials, and I blamed the cannabis. And so I stopped smoking from 1984 to 1998. So I have not been smoking since then, but my life has been hell. I've been fighting people. My family didn't get along with me. I was moody. I was just a mess. And it showed in my career. It showed in my life as a young kid. And as I got older, I didn't smoke weed, and I said it was very drastic. I was going to almost strike wars and all this stuff. But once I fought one time on the marijuana, and I broke the guy's rib, his hip, his shoulder, his eye socket. It was that guy, Andrew Galata. And I always said, God, I should have smoked weed when I was fighting, because I would have been more relaxed. That's my biggest disappointment. I should have been smoking. I fought better, so
yeah.
It wasn't bad. Out of 10 million, you can have 300,000 or whatever. You know, it's okay. But
yeah,
that was the best fight I ever fought, I think, when I was on cannabis.
All right. That's
the best I ever felt, really.
That's one swear word, champ, and another one, and John over there is going to come find you. And
that is not true at all. To give you the hell of a shoulder rub that you deserve.
Mike Tyson.
Guys, I'm doing my best.
I know. Listen, it's a weird position for us because we swear a lot, too. You're Mike Tyson. You could get away with it. It's just we'll get fired, and I don't want you to feel guilty about that, Mike.
No, guys, please. Owners of the stations, I have a potty mouth.
Mike Tyson is joining us. He's had an unbelievable life, an unbelievable career. And mentally, you seem right now, at least from the outside looking in, you seem like you might be in a better place than you've been in a long time. Do you credit maybe some of the cannabis, maybe the ego death due to some mushrooms? Like, what do you credit that with? And am I right in that you're comfortable in your own skin now more than ever before?
Listen, everything, my whole surroundings, my whole ethos in life, like you were saying, everything put me in the space that I'm in now. My good, my bad, my indifference, my difficulties, my ease, everything put me in that state that I am now. It's an amalgamation of things that put me in the situation that I'm in now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We're talking to the Mike Tyson. You can actually meet and greet with the man. He's going to be at a couple different MOVE locations in the area on Friday the 27th, Tampa, 11:30 to 1 p.m., and also in St. Pete on First Ave from 3:30 to 4:45 p.m. Mike, you've done something kind of cool from the outside looking in, and that I'm sure a lot of people build an empire like yours, and they want to keep it all for themselves. You seem to kind of be interested in bringing other people in and showing them the way. I know that you've worked with Evander Holyfield to get him his line of edibles, and I know that you were connected to Ric Flair and what he's got going on now in the marijuana game. Is that something that you want to do more of, by kind of showing other athletes and other figures the way through cannabis?
Absolutely. Especially athletes, entertainers that got a flair, and somebody may abuse them financially, and they can all, you know, like Evander saw this was real. He said, I'm jumping on the board, which it was. And listen, anybody that you know, they made mistakes in their lives, stuff financially, entertainers, athletes, you know, we know, I'm not saying that we are the Salvation Army, but we can help people out.
Yeah, definitely. And
I can't help everybody in the world, but everybody in the world can help somebody in the world.
Yeah, That's a good way of looking at it. You mentioned athletes getting taken advantage of, and I kind of get the feeling in watching you throughout your career, you seem to be a magnet for people who wanted to treat you like a commodity, people who wanted to see what they could get out of you, what buttons they could push for their own self-promotion. Is that accurate, and were you aware of it while it was going down, Mike?
Yeah, but that's who I am. I am a commodity. I am used for people to get the best ability and reach my highest potential. That's who I am. I'm a commodity. It could be used in a negative perspective, or it could be used in a positive perspective. To my family, to my wife, I am a commodity. They love me, but I'm a commodity. Without my commodity, we don't live as successful as we do. I am a commodity. I know I'm not a human being in certain aspects of my life, and I don't conduct myself as a human being in certain aspects of my life. I am a commodity.
That's a really, really profound statement. I was watching a couple of your hotboxing episodes. You get great guests from Eminem to LL Cool J. I love the one with Be Real from Cypress Hill. Do you look over sometimes at the people who are in the room with you and they're kind of looking a little nervous, like, man, we're having a fun time smoking some blunts, but man, I don't want to say the wrong thing and piss Iron Mike off and have him slap the taste out my mouth?
I don't put him in that situation. Yeah. I always allow, like everybody knows, to say whatever you want. You can call me whatever you want. I'm not going to hit you. I'm going to express my opinion. And that's what hot boxing is about, expressing your opinion without no repercussion.
Love that.
We are talking to Mike Tyson.
That's all it's about.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's going to be at a couple MOVE locations on Friday in Tampa and in St. Pete. I will say, just so you know, you've got to get one of the Tyson 2.0 items, whether it's flower or cartridge, to get in line to meet the champ, which seems only right. Mike, I'm a huge professional wrestling fan, and they just had the 30th anniversary of Raw, and all the members of D-Generation X were in the ring together. I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on your experiences in pro wrestling back in the old days with DX and WrestleMania, and some of the newer stuff that you've done with AEW, and do you see yourself getting back in a wrestling ring anytime soon?
Listen, this is my childhood dream to be able to do that stuff. Because, you know, before I'd known anything about boxing, I was a Bruno Sammartino guy, Andre the Giant, Moondog Maine, Pedro Morales, Killer Kowalski, you know, Buddy Rose, all those guys, man. That was my thing. Vern Gagnon, Jack Briscoe, you know, the Valiant Brothers. Hey, listen, I can go all day, man, all day.
You better stop, because John's going to orgasm in the studio.
Yeah,
you're
speaking my language. To get your temperature on something else, there's a lot of conversation out there. Everybody trying to come up with the next combat sport, obviously, since UFC has done so well. Have you seen any footage of the Power Slap League where these guys are just getting hit in the face and knocked out and disfigured? Have you seen any of it, and does it feel right for you? I heard these guys are only getting paid $2,000 an appearance.
Listen, to get smacked in the face for $2,000, that might be equally matched. I think, yeah, I'll smack somebody for $2,000. I'll let them smack me for $2,000. If I have a 9-to-5 job and that's extra money for me to buy, take food, or to buy me some liquor, whatever I like, yeah, I'll do that.
Somehow I feel like that's not fair payment. It's $2,000 unless you're getting slapped in the face by Mike Tyson.
Listen, you'd be surprised what $2,000 could do for a human being.
That's true.
Trust me.
It goes a long way. Mike, way back in the day, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince on their first album had a song called Yo Jeff, I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson. And I think had you corrected Will Smith at the time, maybe he wouldn't have, you know, maybe things would have gone a little bit different between him and Chris Rock. I think he maybe was a little emboldened by the fact that he was allowed to put that track out there. I'm sure you've met Will. What was the first meeting like after he puts a song together called I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson?
Well, he explained to me. We did a press conference, and I brought him on a press conference, and he explained that he was doing the show. He's a born winner. He felt so comfortable on stage talking, and he's just born to do what he does. Yeah. He's just good at what he does. And I can't even say what it is that he does, but whatever it is, it's beautiful. It works.
It definitely does. We're speaking with Mike Tyson. Go to Tyson20.com for his products, for his appearances, etc. Now let's talk about mushrooms a little bit, because you're talking to a couple of believers right over here. Now you, Mike, you take it to another level, because You'll do it. Eat a couple of them in box. You'll eat them and work out. What's your absolute favorite thing to do, though, when you're gobbling down the psilocybin?
Really? Hey, listen, man. When I'm on my shroom, I just want to be in the room. I don't want to be out and go outside, watch my daughter play tennis in the sun. But I don't do much. I just watch and try to invent new stuff in my life. Look at bring some attention to my wife about creating some more shows. We may do a I Am Mike show, Understood the Truth, again this summer. But we, I get very creative on mushrooms. Nice. I might want to train. I might want to get out of box. I might want to lift. I'm active. I'm very active. If I can't be active on shrooms, it's kind of like a down because I have all this energy I have to release. And if I don't release it, oh, it's the best thing to do. Without mushrooms, I would never probably work out. I do my mushrooms. I work out twice a day. It's just, I need my mushrooms. I can't live without them.
Do you take mushrooms every day, Mike?
Every day.
Man, alive. He's a champ of everything, isn't he? Holy cow.
Would you say that during those times, because everybody, I mean, would you consider those more of a micro dose or is it more macro? Are you seeing visions on the wall while you're pumping iron?
Listen, I used to do that. I was a macro doser, and I learned that that's not the way to go. Yeah. The medicine tells you, hey, you're not doing it right. When you have those basic high-end feelings of a heart attack or something, it tells you you took too much. So I micro dose now. I don't macro.
Have you overdosed? So you can step out of it. Have you overdosed anybody else? Because we were watching clips of a podcast a couple weeks ago where you just casually handed a mushroom bar, I think, to the game, and he started tripping pretty quickly. You ever give somebody a chocolate bar and they don't want to deny it because you're Mike Tyson, and next thing you know, they're tripping balls?
Yes. It's very intimidating to a lot of people. They've never had that trip before. But once they tried, they never stopped.
I can imagine, John, we're like chilling with Mike and he's like, here, have this mushroom bar. Like, oh, I'll just take a square. And Mike goes, I said, have this mushroom bar. And then the next thing you know, we're seeing dragons in the sky. And Mike, I got to tell you, you're a delight, man. You know, preconceived notions that people have about you are absolute bullcrap, in my opinion. And you're a guy, I think, who cares very deeply for the people around you. I think you're extremely compassionate, and everything I've seen and read about you, you're a guy who's worthy of love, man. And I hope that it begins with self-love. I hope that after all these years that you've truly learned to love yourself, and you seem like you're in a really great place. And it's wonderful as a fan of yours to see and hear that, my man.
Well, I used to think I loved myself because I bought myself a lot of Rolls Royces and mansions and cars and boats and houses and all that stuff. I found out love, self-love, is loving someone else other than yourself. That's self-love.
Wow. Man, Mike gets deep on
he
us.
Does. He does. That, man. Mike, I know that your appearance in St. Pete wraps up around 4:45 on Friday. If you're feeling some sort of way and you want to come bond with us a little bit more, maybe we could have you in the studio Friday afternoon.
We're like 15 minutes away from there.
Well, you guys have to call me and come get me.
Hey, I'm done and done.
I'm on the way.
Done and done.
You guys have my number. You guys have the number, right? You know how to get in touch with me? You guys can call my sister and tell her where I'm at.
We have the connections back to your people, so yeah. we'll definitely feel it out with them, and it would be awesome to get you in the studio on Friday.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable having Mike Tyson's number.
Don't stand me up, guys.
Oh, hey, trust me, that's not going to happen. Uh-oh. You don't stand us up.
Okay, well, easy. Don't threaten Mike. Go to Tyson20.com for all the details. Mike, it's been a pleasure chopping it up with you. Huge fans made even bigger by this conversation. And, you know, I'll keep you in my thoughts, and we hope to see you on Friday afternoon, my man.
All right, take care, guys. Peace,
Stone. Peace, dog.
Peace. Dude, Mike Tyson is going to be in here on Friday afternoon.
Totally.
I mean, he said, don't stand me up.
That's what he said.
I don't think Mike Tyson plays. Mike Tyson doesn't tell people things they want to hear.
He doesn't say things just to say them. Well, we're going to go through Billy, and thank you, Billy, for coming through with that. You're amazing.
I bow before you, Billy.
We'll go through Billy, and we'll have Billy reach out to Mike's people and say, look, just in case you were serious Yeah, the guys would love to see you. We'll come pick you up.
We will absolutely find a way to come pick him up.
And we'll trip balls with Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Stanley from KISS next.
You're listening to Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. You know what pirates love to do? Plunder? Nope. Pillage? Sometimes, I guess. What they really love is a good brunch.
It's full of delicious nutrients.
This Gatsby, you're invited to the Neutral Invasion Brunch, hosted by our friends at Neutral. The brunch starts at 10 a.m. at American Social on January 28th and goes till 3. And Spanish and Carmen will be out there broadcasting live and partying with you. Listen to The Bone all the way up until Gatsby for your chance to win your way in. Space at this prime location is limited. So for more information on buying your tickets, visit theboneonline.com now. It's just a bunch of pirates doing the most pirate shit ever. Brunching at the Neutral Invasion Brunch at American Social with 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Because injuries to muscles and ligaments don't show up on an x-ray, the insurance companies will use it as an excuse not to pay. But we work with doctors who can see what x-rays can't, giving you a case insurance companies can't ignore.
Farrah and Farrah, here for you, here for good.
Tampa.
Love. It makes us do crazy things, like being the first one to say, I love you. Or adopting a cat together when you're more of a dog person. Celebrate the madness of love with a perfect Valentine's gift from Helzberg Diamonds. Right now, half-carat diamond heart pendants in your choice of white, yellow, or rose gold are just $399.99, a savings of $500. Show her you're smitten with the gift of gorgeous jewelry at our best prices of the season. Hurry. Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th. Shop at Helzberg.com or visit a store near you.
Boss, boss, where do you hear this?
Whoa, 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 hang on. We just found 6 houses without Safe Touch security, so let me enjoy my good mood for a little bit, will ya?
Sorry, boss, but Safe Touch is running a buy one, get one free special on their 24/7 recording perimeter guard cameras.
A BOCO on cameras?
Yeah. Listen, get 5-star security surveillance with Safe Touch's 2-way communicator, free installation, and lifetime warranty. Plus, add a doorbell camera for just $99.
Oh, that Lester Jackson! Why is he doing this to me?
Boss, it's just another reason we have the Crooks of Us Golden Rule.
Stay away from Safe Touch houses. Yeah. So much for my good mood.
Crooks know to stay away from Safe Touch houses. Hi, I'm Lester Jackson, president of Safe Touch Security Systems. No one beats our technology or our price.
Monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Beat the holiday rush. Cameras are going fast. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license number EF233.
Save time and money with the vinyl fence in a box from Fence Outlet. It comes with everything you need to easily install it yourself with 0 down and 0% financing. Go to fenceoutlet.com today for more information and store locations. License number C-10252. And C-10803.
Do you have tax-iety? That uncertain feeling knowing taxes are due and you don't know what to do. You're afraid getting help may cost you big bucks and your sanity. Let the Liberty Tax Expert show you a brighter way to do taxes. With us, you can get professional tax prep with 0 out-of-pocket charges. Visit LibertyTax.com and schedule an appointment with a Liberty Tax location near you. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. See website or office for details.
Hi guys, it's Mark. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Did you know that a major medical breakthrough is now available and it isn't a pill? Today, Wednesday, January 25th, we're running a one-day special you won't want to miss out on. South Bay Medical Clinic uses the most powerful form of wave therapy. This is a technology clinically shown to repair blood vessels and improve blood flow. It's backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge. If you're ready to regain that spark in the bedroom, today is your day. Call us now and you'll qualify for the assessment and ultrasound totally free. You'll also get a gift that can produce rapid and powerful results in the bedroom in minutes. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. And today only, we're offering 5 tune-up treatments to our patients free. This is an unprecedented offer worth hundreds of dollars, but call today and qualify totally free. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. This offer ends today, Wednesday, 813-565-1000.
It's that time again, that time of year when dollarweed and clover invade southern lawns. This year, grab a bag of Scott's Turf Turf Builder Bonus S and fight back. It's formulated for southern lawns, so you'll get the nutrients your grass needs while also killing those pesky invaders. Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S. It's the number one brand in the South and has the 2-in-1 to start your season off right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Scott's, it's lawn season. Pick up a bag of Scott's Bonus S today at your local retailer.
The Start Something New sales event is going on now at Furman Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Wesley Chapel. Don't miss your chance to buy the all-new 2022 Ram 1500 Crew Cab at 1.9% APR financing for qualified buyers. We have 400 new vehicles available now with new inventory arriving daily. Don't wait. This offer ends January 31st. Furman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Wesley Chapel. We are number one in Haskell County and absolutely unbeatable. Come see us at State Road 54 or online anytime at FurmanCJDTampa.com.
Think mortgage rates are still super high? Rates have plummeted to five-month lows. Hey, it's Galvin. Call my friends at Loan Pronto now to see how low rates are. It may be time to do that refinance you've been putting off, or time to get back to house hunting. If you're like a lot of people, you have way too much credit card debt right now, and you're going to get fleeced with 20-plus percent interest charges every month. Or maybe your current home rate is over 6%. Listen, you can get a quick, easy refi at Loan Pronto. Wipe out all those cards, close in about 14 days, and cut your overall expenses by $500 a month or more. Right now, Loan Pronto is doing refis with APRs in the fours. Call now to take advantage of this big rate drop. Get those credit cards to zero. Start that home improvement project or get out of that 7% loan you were forced into last year. 813-428-8686. That's 813-428-8686. LoanPronto.com. 813-428-8686. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. NMLS consumeraccess.org.
DJ Fresh here, your DJ for the Tampa Bay Rays. Go bigger, better, and faster with Jerry Ulm during the Start Something New sales event. Prices are going up all over town, but not at Jerry Ulm. No market adjustments and zero APR on our new model lineup. Lock in your low rate now at the number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store in the world. We beat all offers because there's no place like Ulm. Online at jerryulm.com. On select vehicles with approved credit, not everyone will qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 1/31/23.
I was having a lot of sinus infections. My sinuses were clogged, pressure, headaches.
Linda suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
You don't feel like doing anything. When you feel like your head is completely clogged, all you want to do is just lay down and sleep. And the pressure is just not fun. Always walking around with a headache.
Now her issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Tampa Bay Breathe Free Sinus and Allergy Centers, called balloon sinuplasty.
I really did not know what it was like to feel like you're really breathing and not being so clogged up. I would do it again in a heartbeat, and I would definitely recommend it for someone else.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Dr. Mariah Pate at Tampa Bay Breathe Free Sinus and Allergy Centers. Call 727-610-2062. 727-610-2062. That's 727-610-2062.
The 14th annual Stingray Chevrolet raffle is underway, and this time we're giving away a brand new 2023 Corvette Stingray 3LT Coupe. This one-of-a-kind 495 horsepower V8 Corvette Stingray is Arctic white with custom red racing stripes and red leather interior. Get your $5 tickets at Stingray Chevrolet or online at stingraychevroletraffle.com. All proceeds benefit nonprofit Unity in the Community. And you can buy up to 50 tickets to increase your already fantastic odds.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Injured? Hire America's largest injury firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
1025, The Bone, Real Raw Radio. WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And 107.3 WXGL HD2 St. Pete.
Live from the WeatherTight Windows Studio.
Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's another hour of Drew Garabo Live.
Powered by Heineken. Yes, sir.
is a good show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.